In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Noah Smuckler, Morro Bay City Council member and surfer, as he describes the power, beauty, and abundance of the bay.
My name's Noah Smuckler. I live here in Morro Bay and have been in love with the National Estuary Program and the estuary itself for many years. I became really excited about visiting Morro Bay to surf originally. That's what brought me here, and discovering all the things that the estuary offered on the sandspit side from the surfing elements. The experience of surfing in the estuary and on the sandspit itself or around Morro Bay is something that I really can't duplicate in any other thing that I do in my life. It's driving up at the crack of dawn, seeing the sun rising over the Seven Sisters, and putting the wetsuit on, talking with friends, and then settling into an experience of seeing birds, mammals, sea otters, fish jumping out, sea lions, just a whole dynamic that is wild and totally unpredictable, energizing, and something that really brings me back to the experience of total absolute play and living in a place of absolute beauty. And the experience is also of isolation, as at the same time as you're out there with friends paddling and working hard to, you know, catch waves and get exercise. But you realize at any moment you're there on your own with nature and experiencing nature at its closest, most intimate way. Being so connected to the water and receiving so much from the water and the estuary and the ocean itself, there's a relationship there that's very protective and also very aware of changes and impacts to that. So learning, as I've learned, about what happens with major runoff events, and all of a sudden an experience that you've grown so accustomed to and that you cherish so much is all of a sudden not available to you because of potential pollution issues and so forth, that's a really hard thing to wrestle with, and inspires you to get involved to help protect and try to limit those sort of situations where you can see direct damage to something that you care so much about. And there are so many amazing experiences on the estuary and in the ocean, many wrapped around working and playing with friends, trying either to do things to protect the estuary or just getting out there to recreate, being out there on the estuary with my father and my brothers, my wife, and just paddling in a kayak and just letting time go, and seeing my dad out there just learning and experiencing something that I've grown so intimate with, but he only gets to experience as he comes and visits. Having a sea lion jump up right in front of him and almost tip his kayak over, and all of a sudden we're all laughing, just realizing how blessed we are to be able to be here. The other really interesting thing that I've seen out there is we did an outstanding in the field event working with a couple of local restaurants in our harbor department, where we actually had a dinner for 200 on the sandspit. It was at a time where we thought we were going to get great weather, and we had people paying $200 a ticket to come over there and experience amazing food sourced from our local area and the waters and the farms and so forth. Very much expecting this elegant event, which was provided, but of course our afternoon winds came up in such a way that we had to, at the very last moment, move the entire tables off of the edge of the water where the hard sand was and back into the fore dunes, and being a little anxious that, oh no, these people paid really top dollar for this amazing experience, and being afraid that they weren't going to be enjoying it. But even for people that would pay that much money for a great dinner, they actually even enjoyed it more. They were in touch with the dynamic energy of our area, and they were all huddled together. And in the end, many of the comments was, that was better than any meal that you'd have in a restaurant, because you're in touch with the source and the power that created that food and provided so much flavor and so forth. So that was something that was really special, because I thought the event was ruined when the wind came up. We were like, oh no, how are people going to actually enjoy themselves? And it just worked out beautifully. Well, I think one of the most exciting things working with the National Estuary Program and our Morro Bay offices here has been recently the work planting eelgrass, where we have hundreds of volunteers coming out over the course of a couple of weeks working with professionals to try to help restore the eelgrass beds, which are really part of the foundation of the life of the estuary. They provide so much habitat and part of the filtration and just beyond everything that you could describe. And seeing all the people coming out with a hands-on action type events, coming out and working, getting their hands in the cold water, wrapping bundles of estuary rhizomes together, passing those off to the snorkelers and the scuba divers to get those into areas that the estuary programs organize to be the most viable potential for restoration. To see all that happening is one of the things that our city would not be able to implement on its own. So it speaks to the importance of something like the National Estuary Program focusing completely on something that we all depend on and really want to see long into the future. I do enjoy the kayaking. It's hard to pull myself off of the more dynamic side of the sand spit, which is, you know, the ocean and wave side. But when we get a chance to introduce friends who are visiting, or we have some time on our own and the waves aren't as good, getting out back on the kayak and starting to explore from my side, I intend to be a little more Morro Bay eccentric, but getting back into the back parts of the estuary and seeing the areas where the creeks are flowing in and getting to the old coves that people used to fish in and had very special experiences at with the major dunes, and seeing how large those dunes are that exist in the back parts of the estuary along the sand spit. It's just, they're mountainous dunes that are forever moving but always actually staying in about that same area. It's very special to have something as dynamic as our sand spit exist. One of the things that I'm excited about is seeing how the estuary program and the city are starting to collaborate more and support each other in that effort and the intent of keeping the estuary healthy on into the future, even knowing how many challenges we have ahead of us with sea level rise and climate change and so forth. I'm really confident that we can make it work because we have a community that really cares and is connected.